Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And we have an interesting night planned this evening. Can I give the phone number and the fax number out? Yes?
No.
Oh. Phone number.
Definitely not the fax number.
1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. There we go. Our guest tonight is Grace Quake. Grace is promoting her documentary, which is currently playing in New York, and I'll be out here in L.A. When the hell is it going to be out here in L.A.?
10th of March.
Ah, there you go. I'll write that down. On January 19, 1995, she had sex with 251 men over the course of 10 hours, doubling the record set by a sex worker in Amsterdam. I like that, Amsterdam. They have sex workers. That's an interesting way to put it. And I hear a lot about these big gangbang movies. They sort of seem like they came into vogue about 5 years ago or so, although I'm sure they were around before that. But the competition seemed to heat up about 4 or 5 years ago. And there's always a little discrepancy, like, she blew half the guys, or, it was 80 guys and they went around 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how do you know? I mean, how is it officially documented? Do you have the record of 251 guys?
Well, it really isn't 251, and one of the things you have to understand is that this is all about marketing and trying to sell a video.
Right.
It really isn't about the sex, it's about the statistics. So a lot of these videos that are out there, even when the numbers go up, they're usually shot within a 10-hour period. And put it this way, all the companies, they're putting all this money to promote this girl in this video.
Right.
They're not going to let her failure to actually do the projected number of men to actually, screw up their investment. So
okay.
Through editing, they're always going to make it look as if she did 500, 2,000, or whatever. And at some point, I really believe that they'll just do it via computer animation.
Wow. Now, just as long as I can masturbate to it. I'm not interested in win-aided indoor-outdoor Olympic status or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't get through the first 2.5 guys myself. But the point is, I have no idea what the answer to that question was. Is 251, was there 251 different men?
No, there wasn't. There was 80 men.
Interesting, I said 80. Wasn't
yeah, you really hit the nail.
80 men, so to speak, and they all made three point something laps around you?
Well, when we're talking about 80 men, we're talking about 80 amateurs. Well, maybe 70 amateurs and 10 professionals, so... In
right.
essence, not a lot of them could perform. I mean, they probably came in with all these fantasies about being a stud. This is their big break. They're going to become a porn star. But when it really comes down to it, they're here with all these strange men, with the press there, with cameras, and a lot of them, they just lost it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Didn't you have professional fluffers on hand?
It really is about performance anxiety. I don't think...
No fluffers?
There were fluffers.
All right, because for me, it just have to be fluffers or donuts. one or the other. I mean, I don't want to have sex with the donuts, but if I'm going to wait around and stare at a guy's ass for 3.5 hours, I got a sweet tooth. So, you had fluffers?
Yeah, we had a few fluffers.
What a gig. What a gig. Oh my God!
They don't seem to help, though.
Who were the fluffers? Were they professional porn stars?
Yeah, they're like little starlets.
Interesting. All right, so I'm still a little bit confused. I know we're here to promote the documentary, but you did have sex 251 times?
Well, that's kind of like an academic moot point. I wouldn't say I had sex 251 times.
Okay. Well, let me ask a better and more probing question. Why the hell does it say you had sex with 250 men over the course of 10 hours if you didn't do that?
Well, that's how the video's been sold.
I see.
Yes.
All right.
Why did they say 2,500?
Yeah, just make it 30,000 men, a soccer stadium full of guys.
I think that would probably give the editor who cut that movie together a coronary.
All right, so how many men would you say you actually had sex with on that day in January?
Probably, to be perfectly honest, maybe 50.
Oh, hell, I've done that. So is Drew. We did that at a layover in Cincinnati. Of course. We got a nice airport there. I had a few Bloody Marys on the plane. I think we had 2.5 hours to kill.
You didn't document it, though.
Well, that's true, but it's all up here. I'll tell you that. Oh, yes. All right. So not 250 men, but 10 hours?
10 hours. Well, not even 10 hours, actually.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is like myth-busting time, isn't it? I'm just terrible at this, but I just find it so hard to be able to stick to the party line and tell people lie. But actually, we had breaks for the following things: press conferences, photographs, water, lunch,
water.
Cigarettes.
Sure. Did you, now, about 80 guys showed up. They got in the line.
Mm-hmm.
When do you start getting naked when you're in the line? I mean, like.
Oh, no, they're all naked.
They're all naked in the line.
Yeah, because.
By the way, I'm the kind of guy who shows up late to a lot of things, weddings, bar mitzvahs, funerals, stuff like that. I might be on time to this one. You know, I wouldn't want to just pull up, not have a place to park, and then get in line behind 80 guys staring at the, 7,000 lineal feet of ass crack for 7.5 hours while I stood there sort of trying to keep a little leather going down there. So, and a lot of guys had that hand thing, right, where they had their hand going down there the whole time, trying to kind of keep it going.
Yeah,
but if you're at the end of the line, pardon me, I just want to know, if you're at the end of the line, number 80, how long before you got from the end of the line to the beginning of your vagina?
What's 80 divided by, we had 5 guys each time, so they took, depending on how well they're doing,
now,
they get between, 6 to 10 minutes.
I see.
And then we move them along. But it's funny, you should be talking about the guys lining up and, waiting, because a lot of the guys are checking each other out.
Oh, really?
Well, not as if they're cruising, but they're like, is his bigger than mine? Or and it's really kind of homoerotic to me, at least.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you could see from your vantage point. Were you getting, was this oral sex involved with this, too?
Yeah, there was all sorts of, they do not actually have to engage in penetrative sex to count as one.
Oh, really?
Because,
oral sex would count?
Yes, it counts, but...
What about a hand job?
A hand job counts.
Counts? What?
Yeah.
What is this? Who's the governing body? I like to talk to these people. Are they in a Geneva or something? I got to get on this board, Drew. This is all over the place. It needs to be unified. You understand? We have to lay down some ground rules here. This is all over the place.
But hey, you're hearing it from me. I bet if you talk to the rest of the girls, they wouldn't actually give you a straight answer.
No, but to be fair to them, they're high on heroin and coke, so it's not fair to ask them to do that. So you made a documentary out of this.
No, I didn't actually direct it. I was the subject of the documentary.
Well, I understand.
Right.
It's difficult to use that bullhorn when you have a penis in your mouth. But, I mean, you were the subject of this documentary. And the documentary is not what you call a porn movie. It's a documentary, correct?
Yeah.
And it says here there's interviews with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. And they weren't on site, were they?
On site?
Well, what I mean is they weren't at the location.
No. We actually flew down to Singapore to talk to them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good move. And did they see any footage?
What we actually see in the documentary is me coming out to my parents about it.
I see.
Yeah.
That's right. And did your father kill himself?
No, my father's a stoic.
Really? Jesus Christ. Seriously, come on. I mean, there's no way he didn't make some sort of attempt on his life.
Yeah, well, he was upset. I mean, both my parents were upset, but they were more upset about the fact that I didn't tell them. I mean,
No, they weren't.
Well, put it
this way. What are you kidding me?
Well, they were
upset
about...
that you told them. That's what they're upset about, and that you did it.
They were waiting for me to tell them. They knew about it. But, you know, it's just my parents are very open minded. When I was actually 18 years old, and I smoked a joint for the first time. Shut up.
Nobody's mind is that open. That is.
Yeah. Well, let me finish my story.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Give me a break right here. It's one of those things where, you know, I would smoke a joint for the first time in my life, and I woke up with a screeching headache, and I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry, I smoked a joint last night. And she's like, we'll make some tea, we'll talk, you know, we'll sit down and talk about drugs. So she's cool. She's like, okay. I don't care what you do as long as you tell me and we talk about it.
I gotta confess something here. I have spoken to my mother about smoking a joint before, too. She was cool as well.
Right.
But if I had 251 guys nail me in the ass, that may have been a slightly different discussion.
Right.
And given the choice between having a conversation with a daughter about smoking a joint at 18 and being the subject of a gangbang film.
Well, you have to put that in the context of Singaporean culture, though.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about Singapore. I know your
precisely.
Parents were horrified. Horrified. That's a universal horror. You understand?
Do you really think
Why
do you think so?
From the Gobi Desert to the polar ice caps, all parents horrified at that story. Are you kidding me? Please. It's human nature.
I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, your parents are horrified. If I could get them on the phone right now, you know what they'd say? Horrified! And they'd hang up. Oh, come on. I'm sure you told them so you drive them insane, right? You want to bust their balls a little bit, didn't you?
not in that sort of way.
Of course. All right, we'll get into why you wanted to ruin your poor parents' lives and plug the film. But first, we'll get into Sarah, who's 20. Sarah?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I was just curious. For Dr. Drew, can I get a cold from doing a blowjob?
Yes, that's obviously body fluid, and body fluid can be replete with lots of good virus. If you take that in, you can get a cold, sure.
What about that as opposed to kissing?
And which is more likely?
Yeah, which is more?
People are always talking about saliva, but I guess you don't want to work semen in when you're just having a discussion
about
covering your mouth.
Yeah, or wash your hand after lunch or before eating lunch.
Unless you're over at my house.
You can talk about stool, too, and urine if you wish. I'm just trying to think of any evidence. I don't know of any evidence that there's more virus in nasal or mouth secretion.
And do you have to swallow it, or it's just contact with your mouth and lips?
Mouth and lips would be enough.
All right.
Okay. I have another quick question.
Yep. There?
Yeah.
Blow the hose, blow your nose. I should do a PSA.
Okay. Right now I'm really obsessed with blowjobs.
Fantastic.
And I was wondering if that was normal.
Yeah, everyone goes through that phase. Through what were you, 1920 when you went through it?
Yeah.
Was that in the airport?
Somebody's at my door.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of horror.
Was that about parents killing themselves? Yeah, I walk in.
I'm on the phone.
Mom.
Are you on the phone? I'm on the phone with Adam.
Don't bring my name up, honey. Come on. Call me Lou.
Friend. Mom, don't worry about it. Just go to bed.
Mom.
Good night.
You know, your parents are humiliated. You did the gangbang thing. My parents said it's this show. This is why they're going to kill themselves.
Okay, sorry about that.
That poor mom.
Good thing she walked in right in the part when you were explaining about being obsessed with blowjobs.
No, my door was locked, so.
Good girl. All right, listen.
Father McConaughey out there, too?
You're 20. You're obsessed with blowjobs. It's time to leave the house. You understand me?
Okay.
You in junior college now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. Let's get out of that house. Don't worry about the blowjobs. So
it's funny.
You have a guy?
Yeah.
You have one guy?
Who?
You have one guy, right?
One guy, yeah.
Good. Blow him up like an air mattress every night. I don't care. Okay?
Okay.
Just one penis, please. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Grace, how many BJs you figure you gave during the course of the 10 hours?
It's really hard to tell.
Yeah, about 30.
Okay, well, what counts as a BJ if he's hard? Does it count?
Penis in the mouth.
Well, maybe like, oh gosh, it is hard to put a number on it, but maybe, yeah. Well, definitely between 100 to maybe 150.
100, 150?
Wow. Yeah, some of the guys, they just came ready to go. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did they get to pick the orifice?
Most of them were not actually aroused enough
really?
To be able to do it.
Yeah, I think.
Well, you know, do you think you could do it?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what all of them said before they came in.
I don't know, but my penis isn't attached to me. It's
it's Velcro.
No, I just mean it. It doesn't matter what my state is. I can achieve an erection.
Oh, really?
Now orgasm. That might be a different story. But the right. Erection part, no problem.
Really?
Yes. The orgasm part I might have a little difficulty with the cameras going and your family cheering me on in the background and, you know, press set up and that kind of thing. Bunch of guys hanging around, you know, sperm flying, things like that. But the erection, yeah, no problem. Kia?
How's it going, guys?
You're 19. What's up?
Well, basically, this is my question. Oh, first of all, Dr. Drew,
yeah.
Congratulations on the website.
Great. Oh, great.
And Adam, you're the voice of about 1,000 potential suicides, so just keep talking. You're keeping us going. We appreciate it.
Thanks, I think.
Anyways, my question is, during my girlfriend's last checkup, her gyno told her that she'd have to stop or change her birth control like after 5 years, or else she'd have like some kind of permanent like damage to that area, so she'd have trouble having kids and stuff. And I was wondering, I kind of feel bad. She brings it up every now and then that it's a big burden on her to take her pill. And
wait a minute. Her gynecologist told her that?
Yeah, her gynecologist told her that.
Are you sure of that?
I'm positive. She told her that after taking birth control for 5 years, she needs to either change or come off. She's on orthotricycline right now,
mm-hmm.
Or she would have trouble having kids. After she was off the birth control.
Does she smoke?
No. As far as I'm concerned, no blood pressure problems, nothing. And it kind of caught me by surprise. And, you know, of course, I went to the health center and questioned them on the matter. And they said, you know, that's accurate if our gyno said that. So.
Oh, wait a minute. You need to talk to that gynecologist, though.
Do I?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right, does it?
It doesn't sound right. I know there are people out there that do believe women ought to have a break after 5 years. But it's not clear to me how long or why they wouldn't just change types of pill. I mean, there's lots to be questioned here. And then that physician, if they're going to take that position, needs to help you to manage your contraception.
Kelly.
Hi.
You're 17. What's up?
Hi. Well, first of all, I just want to say you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
I live in D.C., and I was wondering, first of all, before I ask my question, are you guys going to come down to the HF Festival this year? I know you did 1 year, few years before.
I spoke to Robert Benjamin the other day, who's the program director or GM over at WHFS over there, about a separate matter. And I talked about coming down there. He always wants me to come down there, and I think I may. I don't know if that includes Drew, but I think I might do this.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was wondering, is it normal for it to take like a few times for a girl's hymen to break? Because I feel like I don't know if, you know, it really is still there or not. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Wow. Can't a woman tell if it's still there?
That's what I thought. And all my friends that I've, like any girl that we're talked to is like... It just takes one time, but I bleed irregularly, you know, like I have...
Wait. The guy was able to put his penis inside you?
Yeah.
The only way that can happen is if there's not a hymen there.
I'm not sure if it was all the way in all the time, though. Like,
it's not there. Don't worry.
It doesn't have to be all the time.
Don't worry.
But it still hurts. Like, how long does it take for it to stop hurting, and how long before...
That's something different. It may have nothing to do with your hymen. Now, you're sexually active. You're 17. It's time to get a pelvic exam and see what's going on, for starters.
If I'm still bleeding after the first time, does that mean that there's probably something wrong?
No. It can mean a lot of things. You got to get it checked out so they can make sure that there isn't some infection, that there isn't some anatomic problem, they don't have endometriosis or ovarian cysts. A lot of things.
How far can you get in there before you hit the hymen, Grace? You know? Inch?
Isn't it an inch and a half?
Inch and a half?
Yeah.
I get my nose in there.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be able to do
that.
Yeah, it's right up in there.
Wow.
What do you think it is, in your throat?
I don't know, I just...
No, if you bleed after sex, some women bleed after sex every time. And that's coming from your uterus.
Did he get in there a little bit?
Yeah.
Then that's it. It's over. Don't worry about it.
Well, why does it still hurt, though? It's like, I don't know. I want it to be over with so that I can start enjoying it.
I know. I'm in that same phase. Hey, listen, Callie.
There's something else going on.
Yeah, you need to go get checked out. You're sexually active. You have a boyfriend, theoretically, now. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So just do all those things. You're a young lady now.
Okay.
You're being nailed on a regular basis. It's time to go speak to the gynecologist, all right?
Thank you.
All right, tell him I said hi.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Julie.
Hi.
Hey, you're 19.
Yeah, I am. I'm getting married on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been cheating already.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
But it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know I don't want to get married anymore.
Okay, who are you cheating with? Ex-boyfriend?
His best friends?
Just someone that I know.
Same person?
No.
Moving around a little bit, are you?
No, I'm not. Actually, it's a person from work.
Uh-huh. But so. Is it, but it's the same guy?
Yes.
And it never was a boyfriend of yours?
No.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't know your fiancé.
Right.
Why don't you want to get married?
Well, in the beginning, I wanted to get married because I really cared for him, and I really had to get out of this my parents' house.
Uh-huh. What was happening there?
They're just really strict, and I'm the type of person that really wants to go out, have fun, have a good time, and they wouldn't let me do that. They wouldn't let me enjoy myself, so yeah. I had to get out of there.
Right, but
a complex with them.
How much do you figure you're going to enjoy yourself by getting married at 19?
Well, after I moved out of my parents' house, I moved in on my own, and I figured that I should move in with a roommate, save a lot of money.
All right. Now, listen, hold on. I'm getting bored here, Julie.
Sorry.
How long have you been engaged to this gent?
For about 5 months.
And how long have you known him?
For 10.
10 months?
Yeah.
All right. You need not to get married in 2 days.
Okay.
Did you send out invitations? Are people showing up?
Everybody.
It's a big wedding?
Everybody's here already.
Uh-oh. People coming in from out of town?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you get married and you just get a quick annulment.
Is something bugging you about this guy?
No.
Is he extra nice?
I'm sorry?
Is he extra nice?
He's a wonderful guy.
Uh-huh.
That's what's bugging you.
You need a little abuse in your life. You need a little danger.
A little intrusion, a little parental style to the relationship, huh?
Was your dad an a-hole?
I didn't really know my father.
Nope.
Where was he?
Better.
He left when I was 10 years old.
What was the matter?
He was abusive towards my mother.
There you saw violence in the home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stepdad come in?
I'm sorry?
It was their stepdad?
Yeah.
What'd he do to you?
Nothing. My stepdad's wonderful.
He is.
But he's very strict.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I think of him as a father. He's a great guy.
And it's funny. I think of my father as a stepdad. Interesting little twist there, isn't it?
It is.
Call him by his first name. Julie?
Yeah?
So you
maybe she should marry him.
You're a little bit screwy. This guy's nice, and you're trying to sabotage.
Right.
Because you're not used to nice guys. You need to act out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should marry this guy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Marry this guy. Don't cheat anymore. Get in a little therapy. It'll all work out.
So I should marry him.
Well, we're not making a decision. Believe me. However, you should at least try to hang in this relationship like this. And the reason you go nuts is you need to sabotage this. Your perception of men is that they're abusive and demanding.
I kill myself. All right. Grace Quake is our guest tonight. In 1995, she had sex with 251 men, although it turns out it was more like 80, and it lasted over 10 hours, so that was more like an hour and a half of actual sex, and a lot of the guys didn't come, and it turns out it wasn't really that big a deal.
But bit of a bummer, isn't it?
The point is her vagina still in a sling. It was 5 years ago. And she made herself, she didn't make it, but she was the subject of a documentary. And they went and confronted the parents after this. And how much sex is in the actual documentary?
Well, not a lot. It's it's structured around the gangbang, but
sure,
yeah.
Well, that's the central plot theme of all documentaries and most dramas, comedies, and
yeah, but
music.
it's more biographical. It's less about Annabelle Chong per se, but more about Grace Quake, you know.
Right.
So, but the hook really is the gangbang to get people in to come in with their own assumptions about what the film is going to be.
Yes,
and
really no sex though. I said, nobody sells a project like you, Annabelle. I really got to tell you. I didn't have sex with too many guys. It didn't last that long. And in the documentary itself, there's not a whole lot of good sex. But we talk about it to get you in the door. You really should own a franchise of burger places called Skimpy Burger. The most expensive and less meat you'll ever get at a burger place. We guarantee 100% dissatisfaction.
But we'll show you a picture of a giant hamburger just to get you in.
Your motto will be, we make our burger our way. God damn it. Right on the sign. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back.
Love line.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50 cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Hey, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard again, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate. Inviting. Tender. Sensual. Erotic. Exotic. Temptation. Tantalizing. Sultry. Seductive. Sexy. Hot. Exciting. Fun. Pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Zone, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa, how far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah, I got sucked into the screen.
Wow. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're, like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
No, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible. You'd better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal.
Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
Hi, it's Billy of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. For years, we've known that Burt Reynolds wears a hairpiece, but we didn't know that the special tip keeping his toupee on also kept that eye-popping outfit glued to Grammy presenter Jennifer Lopez. Lopez broke her silence on the secret sticky stuff in an interview on Entertainment Tonight. And about that revealing Versace dress, Lopez says, quote, "It didn't seem that out there for me. It was a good-looking dress. I had no idea it was going to be such a big deal."
Well, you're kind of naked.
The Zone Files, from Megabit Services from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Oh, I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Hey, good morning this morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian. Oh, my God. Tomorrow morning, we'll have news and weather.
Yeah, speaking of the weather, Mary, looks like our old friends Less Humidity and Sunny Skies are back in town. Hey, Mary, hot enough for you?
Why are you talking like that, Brian? Also, we keep you up to date on what's going on in music and pop culture. And
don't forget about those bozos in Congress. Hey, what about those skirts on Ally McBeal? Are those high or what?
Why are you doing this? What's going on? Can somebody come in here?
Hey, how do you like me now?
Who are you?
Alternative Classics. Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Yep, it is the love line. That's my partner over there. He's Dr. Drew. Grace Quake is our guest tonight. In 1995, she had sex with 251 men for 10 hours, and they made a documentary about it. That documentary is currently playing in New York and will be out here in Los Angeles at the Lemley Sunset 5. And I'm sorry, but when is that the release date again?
10th of March. It's opening tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. All right. Well, that makes sense. And I love a documentary. I really do. I never want to go see documentaries, I must admit. But once I'm there, I find them fascinating because it's hard to do bad documentaries and it's hard to do a good film. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've seen millions, I've seen hundreds of films that I hate that were completely worthless. And not only were they not entertaining, but you walked away with nothing. At least with a documentary, I feel like even if it wasn't a subject I was interested in or even if I didn't particularly enjoy it, at least I got something out of it is the feeling I usually walk away from. So I'm going to go see this. And it's sold as sort of a gangbang documentary, but that's not the reality of it, right?
No. What we're interested in is to have people come in with certain assumptions that they have either about the film or about porn stars in general, and for them to actually see the film and get something out of it, as you've said before,
mm-hmm.
to address certain stereotypes that people might have of porn stars or women who are sexually promiscuous.
And what are you up to now, besides promoting this?
I'm actually making my own documentary.
The movie is it a documentary on the documentary that was made about the gangbang?
It's going to be a documentary about what it's like to be the subject of a documentary. It's entitled 252, Sex and Publicity.
All right, you got to be kidding. I was kidding.
Hit the nail twice on the head, so you're probably reading my mind right here.
Am I?
Yep.
Jesus, I hope not. I know I'm reading your dad's mind when he was humiliated at what went on over there. 5 years ago this happened, and what's going on since then? Have you done any movies since then?
I've actually started my own production company, making sex films for women.
I see.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I enjoy a good porno movie just like anybody, but a lot of the porno movies out there, they're just so badly made,
yeah.
And they've got this really cheesy music going on. What's up with that? Bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah,
and
I like that.
You like that. It's groovy to you.
There you go. Let me explain the porn for women. They steal their husband's credit card, they go to the mall, and Grace falls around with a camera while they charge it to its max. Is that what that is?
No, that's a shopping and shagging novel.
First one's called Shoe Shopping. Second one's called Boot Shopping. And then the third is shoe shopping, too.
So what is it for women? What is it they want?
I think they want to look at women whom they can actually relate to because...
what does that mean?
I personally couldn't really relate to the big blonde girl with the super pneumatic boobies. And
right. She's got a nice, flat-chested, frumpy chick with a dimpled ass.
No.
It could be your
name. I like girls who look like, well, Angelina Jolie, for example. She looks like a real girl. She looks like a real girl, but she looks like a very beautiful real girl.
Right. So you got her in one of your porn movies?
No. I've got the hots to Angelina Jolie.
No
kidding.
I think
she's beautiful.
Wow, get in line. She wasn't in the line, was she, with the 251 guys?
No, my ex-girlfriend wouldn't put up with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Interesting that you're, I guess, lesbian, right?
No, I'm not lesbian.
Oh, okay. but you do like women, and he had an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you, bi?
Probably.
Yeah, I know you're one of these women of mystery, but let me explain something. If you like guys and you like chicks, you're bi, right?
Right, but what if, let's say...
You're into raccoons, too?
No.
No, what if...
Okay, I've actually got a question for Dr.
Okay, because I hate it when people don't want themselves to be labeled. It drives me insane. I'm going to smack them with a microphone. Do you understand me?
Well, I was bi, but now I'm not so sure, and this is my question. For the past year, I'm married to my job, right? And I haven't actually had sex for about a year now because I work 18-hour days nonstop. And when I masturbate, I don't think about having sex with a man or a woman or, you know, a transsexual. When I masturbate, I just fantasize about masturbation. So does that make me straight, gay, or bi?
Who's masturbating when you're fantasizing about masturbating?
I'm masturbating.
You're thinking about yourself?
Yeah.
Wow, you're going to implode. Ping. Just, you know, like those cartoons when a snake eats its tail?
This is a sequel for Bing John Malkovich.
No kidding. So you don't, you know, I do that technique myself, too. Sometimes I just masturbate to masturbate.
Right.
I'm not necessarily thinking about that much.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's like... When I'm exercising, I'm just exercising. I don't really think that I'm, you know, if I'm rowing, I don't think I'm actually on a Viking ship. I just think I'm sitting here rowing, you know, trying to work up a sweat and burn a few calories. So you don't think about guys or girls? How do you know to masturbate if you're not thinking about anything?
No, I'm thinking about just masturbating.
Really?
You know, it really isn't. And for a long time, I've been trying to figure out, now, am I straight, gay, or bi?
Well, you definitely screwed up, but I'm going with bi screwed up.
Well, just confused. That's fine.
It's amazing that you had sex with all those guys in a 10-hour period, and you haven't gotten laid in a year.
Yeah, well, no, because I work all the time.
You know that's how it works.
That's true, too. Yeah. Yes.
I'm married to my cell phone.
I understand.
I've got a sexually abusive relationship with my cell phone.
Angela? Caller goes by the name Angela, 29-year-old Angela. Boss stuck a bat between his legs and drew her attention to it. All right. Hold on there, Angela. Maybe we'll get back to you. Joe?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question about potential damage from penis pumps.
You come to the right place. What's your question, brother?
Well, I don't know. So I heard that, you know, you could like, blow out a vein or something.
You know,
vein in your head?
No,
in your penis.
You can I suppose do things like that, but it doesn't really hurt anything.
Putting vacuum pressure on a part of your body is probably not a great thing. Like one time when I was a kid, Grace, you know what I did? I put a glass over my mouth and I sucked on it. You know when you put a glass over your mouth, you go. And it'll stick to your face.
Yep,
you don't have to hold it anymore. I did that for about a half hour. I had this black and blue ring around my mouth for a week. Not good. Joe?
Yeah, and could I ask Grace a question?
Yeah, sure.
Since you seem to be pretty honest here with the inside scoop on the porn industry, what is the deal with women actually having an orgasm on camera?
Very often it's faked, and... As a viewer, I could tell when it's faked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think you can tell?
Yeah,
I guess
can
you
tell.
Could.
Yeah. I'm a girl.
I don't care. The reason you can tell it's fake is because it happens when the guy's doing his. That's how you know it's fake. It's too big a coincidence. all of a sudden the guy's like going, all right, baby, put your goggles on because something's happening here. And the girl's like, oh, and the guy's like, yeah. And the girl's like, oh, and the guy's like, yeah. And then, like, oh, and then, you know, the guy pulls out and he's you know, he's decorating her like a florist at a funeral. And she's like, the whole time she's getting nailed with the semen, she's like,
Yeah.
Obviously, that's
ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I did that. I get smacked with a reading lamp. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and sure, like
your wife probably take a boot and just go right upside your head with it, right?
Like, if she didn't, I get a cath scan for the whole man over there.
Drew's wife would act, just grabs the cord from the clock radio and spins it around and just takes Drew out with it. Then ties him up and puts her hand up for time. All right, so what the hell are we talking about?
We're talking about break.
Yeah, all right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Grace Quake is our guest tonight. She had sex with a big gangbang scene. Allegedly holds some sort of record, although there's no real way to document these things. But they made a interesting documentary about it, although there's no real sex in it. But they do talk to Grace's parents about her being the recipient of this gangbang title. And that, to me,
right,
is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Watching Dad perform Harry Carey, I mean, that's got to be tremendous. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Natasha. Doctor says she can't exercise on meds, but she's out of shape. Wants to know what to do. Drew will tell her after this.
Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Wake up. Yeah, you. Get up off that couch. Don't spend another night just sitting there. Those excuses of there's nothing to do just went out the window. You know why? Because there's Hot Shots in Burnsville. That's right. Hot Shots is what you want. Music, drink specials, and members of the opposite sex. Monday nights are swing night for all you have cats. Join Arthur Murray from 8:30 to 9:30 for free lessons. And you can register to win a snowboard from the house in St. Paul, where you always get the best deals. Tuesday night, it's Ladies Night, featuring 50 cent taps and $1 bar drinks. What about weekends, you ask? Well, weekends really poke the hot in Hot Shots. For starters, there's a weekend whistle weather specials from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. Add to that the hottest dance music with the best DJs anywhere. Come check out Hot Shots and see what you've been missing. Hot Shots is 1 mile east of 35W on Highway 13 in Burnsville. If you want more details, just call Hot Shots at 612-890-1200. Do we need to pick up that phone for you?
Now this here's the story of a dead porcupine who found himself in school and how he used collegeclub.com and its many useful tools. He found study help and MP3s, got financial aid and knowledge. Well, there was so much to choose from. He even learned about bondage. Now there's a lesson in this song, and if you listen close, you heard it. If a dead porcupine can do all this at collegeclub.com, then you can too. Gosh darn it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you to collegeclub.com for having me here tonight. Y'all log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Pricky's got some extra tickets to the College Hoops Finals in Indiana. Wanna go? Log on to collegeclub.com and click on the basketball. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Hey, guys. What can I get for you tonight?
Hey, how about a couple of rounds of beers and your phone number, baby? Hey, that's firm. You must work out.
All right, that's it. Here's a hot appetizer for your lap, jerk.
Ah, geez.
And you can shove this beer mug up your...
Whoa, easy there, psycho server. No need to go combat on the geek. You need a place to retreat and let go. Well, here's a little secret to help you service industry workers maintain sanity. Banana Joe's. Check it out. Banana Joe's invites all servers, bartenders, hotel and restaurant workers of all varieties to join them on Sundays from 8 until midnight. They'll waive the cover for anyone in the hospitality industry. Plus, and this is where it gets good, enjoy free martinis, screwdrivers, Bloody Marys, or other cocktails of that nature, courtesy of your good friends from Finland, if you know what I mean. And add to all this, Shelly Miller. She'll be there from 8 to 10 every Sunday night with prizes. Make sure to bring along proof of employment to get in the door and drink for free. Banana Joe's is located at the corner of 5th and Hennepin, downtown Minneapolis. For more info, call them 333
833-6500.
Being stood up on a date?
Oh, boy.
What can I tell you?
I don't know.
You could torture yourself asking, why?
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 But that's not going to do any good. Oh, what? You got a plan? You're going to drive by our house at 3 in the morning and beep? That didn't even work when you were 16. Why not recognize the situation for the genuine opportunity that it is?
It is?
You just escaped a bad investment and freed up an evening.
That is?
An evening that lies before you in full panoramic splendor. You're back, Dagnabbit.
Don't swear.
You're a man on the go. You're back.
I'm back.
Tonight, you'll be washing down the sweet taste of freedom.
Yes, I will.
With the only beer cool enough to walk the walk of the unfettered genuine opportunity. Miller Genuine Draft. Cold filtered, never heat pasteurized. For true to having to hold from this day forward refreshment.
Okay.
This beer's not going back to its old boyfriend.
Uh-uh.
It's with you, baby.
High five.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the... Yeah, no, don't dance like that. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
The cold filtered cool of Miller Genuine Draft. Never miss a genuine opportunity. Miller Genuine Draft, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How do I look?
All right. Don't wear that hat.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It is a love line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. And our guest tonight is Grace Quake. Grace had sex with 251 guys in January 1995 over a 10-hour period. Now, it says doubling the record set by sex worker in Amsterdam, but is it a record? Is it a one-time record or is it a time record? I know we went through this already.
What's the one time? What do you mean?
One day, or is it in 10 hours? Because I keep saying 10 hours on these things I read.
Yeah, 10 hours.
Is there an over 10 hours sex record?
I'm not sure, actually. I know a girl did 2,000. Her name is Sabrina Johnson.
2,000?
Yeah.
So that was the record for over 10 hours.
I'm not sure if she... I don't know how long she took, but she... It was supposed to be the Y2K gangbang, whatever.
You know what I find fascinating about this show? How little people know about stuff they do. I know it sounds like a dig at you, and maybe it is, but we talk to actors who come on here that don't know what their movie is. We talk to people who have gangbang records and don't really have gangbang records and aren't sure what the record is. It's strange. You know
what
I mean?
Well, you know, with I think it's a valid thing to say that you really don't know what the record is, because it is not about setting a record. It's about making a movie.
I know, but why in every single press release here is it they're so fixated on the record? It's 10 hours, it's 251 guys, they set a record, they doubled the record from the chick in Amsterdam.
Hey, I didn't write the press release.
I know, but you should read it, right?
I read it.
Okay, all right, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Natasha?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm on amitriptyline.
Mm-hmm. All right, me too.
Oh, okay, and I was wondering what I can do to work out, because I'm like...
I hear you rattling the pills around in your hand.
Well, she's got to read the container.
Yeah, but
this could be the maracas.
What's the dose you're on?
25 milligrams.
It's a very tiny dose, a relatively small dose.
Well, it still...
Hear that? See?
But,
are you on it for your constant pill rattling?
No.
No. I see. And, Drew, what is this amitriptyline for?
It's a tricyclic antidepressant. It's also for headaches and sleep.
Yeah,
I have it for pain.
Pain, chronic pain syndromes.
Yeah.
You need exercise.
I don't trust this chronic pain syndromes. At 18?
Well, I have fibromyalgia.
Well, who doesn't these days? What is that, Drew?
That's chronic muscle ache and fatigue. Chronic fatigue, basically.
Oh, please. I don't buy that for a second.
Okay.
Fibromyalgia actually is a sleep disturbance in my impression.
All right, I'm fine with that. But listen, you're 18 years old. What's up? You're depressed. That's what it is. Everyone who's depressed is tired. I got news for you. I used to be tired as hell when I was depressed.
Oh, you had severe fatigue. Chronic fatigue. You said you couldn't get off the couch and stuff.
Yeah, you get depressed. I couldn't wipe. I'd walk around with a crap smear on my ass like an old person. I was too depressed.
Yeah.
I'd say, hey, I'm going to crap tomorrow. Why bother wiping today? That's the way I'd look at it. I still flirt with that notion.
That's why you got the magic seat.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I have this toilet seat, Grace. You would love it.
What is it?
Squirts a stream of lukewarm water right at your rectum. Right at it.
Today.
Yeah, I know, but this is the toilet seat. This is not a, you know, a bidet to me is a separate unit, you know. This is a toilet that I've converted into my own little bidet, and it magically finds Uranus. I don't know how it does that. I've slid forward, I've slid back, pow, right in the eye every time. It's like it somehow knows. There must be some sort of scent-guided...
right in the eye.
Some sort of...
laser scent?
Laser scent? Who knows what the military's come up with these days.
Have you considered selling it?
What do you mean, I consider selling
it? Like, you know, packaging it.
You bought it.
I didn't... Oh, what do you think?
You made it, right?
MacGyver? No, I bought the goddamn thing. I didn't make it. Oh, I'm some kind of mad anal scientist? No way. I bought it. Well, actually, my partners bought it for me. $500 something.
Oh, they heard you raving about it on the radio and they got it for you? Good guy.
No, they knew. They knew. I talked to them about it. Anyone who knows me, even on a casual basis, knows how much I wanted this toilet seat. It's heated. You sit on the thing, it activates. You know, you sit down and it's like... Then all of a sudden... And there's this great feeling of anticipation. Drew, there's a remote control. A wireless remote control.
No.
It has an LCD readout picture of a seal on it. You know, and you...
Like a ball or something?
Yeah, a seal with a ball on its nose. I guess it's it's like from Sweden or something. The universal symbol for being shot in the rectum with warm water is the circus seal. So you press the orange button on this thing, and then you wait. It's great because you know it comes. Like, it's like you sit down, it starts heating. You know, it's all warm. Then you hit the button and you hear it. You hear it tooling up. Like, and you're sitting there just waiting. All of a sudden, you're going, yeah, nice,
right in the eye,
right in the eye. No matter where you are. I mean, I'm telling you, I could run across the room and slam the door shut. I'd get hit with a stream of water.
Hey,
right
since
there.
We are blazing through somebody calls tonight.
Yeah.
I'm in the chat room.
So listen, you telling Natasha to exercise even when she's on that pill?
Part of the treatment of fibromyalgia is exercise. That is a cornerstone of treatment. The other thing is getting some sleep hygiene restored, and the other part is antidepressant medicine.
Okay. And how's my toilet seat factor into the equation?
How the hell did we go
there?
Okay,
go ahead. DrDrew.com.
I'm just seeing people want to ask questions. I've got the chat there. I'm there as Dr. DDP, and I'd be happy to answer any, or try to bring some of those questions onto the show. And in fact, we had a girl ask if it's safe to increase breast size or go after increased breast size by taking the birth control pill.
Yeah.
And some women get that as a side effect, but I don't think any doctor would prescribe it for that ends.
Fantastic. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 23.
What's up, guys?
You're dating a girl with a traumatic past.
Yeah, and big surprise, she's having trouble committing to me.
Mm-hmm.
She was molested for 7 years when she was 3 to 10. She was raped at 14. Mm-hmm. Her mom left in the fifth grade, had an affair on her dad.
Yeah.
So now her dad's not abusive, but, verbally abusive anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to date her, and she does this back and forth thing where she'll say, I'm the best thing in her life, and she wants to commit to me, she'll never hurt me. Then 3 days later, she turns around and says, well, I need time to heal, I don't want to do this now.
Heal from what?
From what happened.
Is she in therapy?
No, I've been trying to convince her to do that, and she thinks that I think she's crazy when I tell her that.
How does she plan to heal if she doesn't get treatment?
She doesn't understand that she needs it.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Listen, this is going to be short and sweet. She is 10 years of therapy away from being able to be stable in the relationship with you.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Easily. Now, I don't know what's up with you, that you need a project or you have to save her. I understand you're 23. You're a guy. You're attracted to her and all that good stuff. But I'm telling you, brother, tough road to hoe. Get out. She's not even in therapy. She was abused for 7 years and then raped. I mean, and she's not close to getting into therapy and is insulted by you bringing it up. This is going to be nothing but a dance.
Yeah.
A chaotic barn dance for you. Get out.
Wait. Let me ask you. I want to ask you about his past real quick. Just real quick. Chris?
Yeah.
Now, where did you come into the need to take care so much of a woman in pain?
I don't know. I have a horrible obsession with fixing girls.
Yeah, I know. But what's up with your mom? Did your dad leave in a hospital?
No, my family is all together. The only thing I can remember is that when I was young, first grade, I would go into tears when my mom would drop me off for school, and I would feel abandoned all day long.
Okay, so something about the way your mom reared you that made you feel abandoned. I can't go on with that because you hung up on him. So
fine. No, listen, the reason I'm not getting too much into it is because he's 23, and 23-year-old guys can be infatuated with a woman, especially if she's attractive
and there's
nothing else going on in their life, and they hang on with both hands.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's almost academic whether it's them
or the
person.
Right.
But this person's many hours in the therapist's chair away from being right for a relationship. All right, we will take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Kristen, who's 17. When boyfriend masturbates, he holds his semen in by squeezing the tip. Wants to know if this is healthy. I'll talk more about my toilet seat after this.
Loveline, with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on The Zone 105.
Being stood up on a date?
Oh, boy.
What can I tell you?
I don't know.
You could torture yourself asking, why?
Why?
But that's not going to do any good. Oh, what, you got a plan? You're going to drive by our house at 3 in the morning and beep? That didn't even work when you were 16. Why not recognize the situation for the genuine opportunity that it is?
It is.
You just escaped a bad investment and freed up an evening.
I did.
An evening that lies before you in full panoramic splendor. You're back, dagnabbit.
I swear.
You're a man on the go. You're back.
I'm back.
Tonight, you'll be washing down the sweet taste of freedom.
Yes, I will.
With the only beer cool enough to walk the walk of the unfettered, genuine opportunity. Miller Genuine Draft. Cold filtered, never heat pasteurized. For true to have and to hold from this day forward refreshment.
Okay.
This beer's not going back to its old boyfriend.
Uh-uh.
It's with you, baby.
High five.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the... Yeah, no, don't dance like that. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
The cold filtered cool of Miller Genuine Draft. Never miss a genuine opportunity. Miller Genuine Draft, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How do I look?
All right. Don't wear that hat.
Wake up. Yeah, you. Get up off that couch. Don't spend another night just sitting there. Those excuses of there's nothing to do just went out the window. You know why? Because there's Hot Shots in Burnsville. That's right. Hot Shots is what you want. Music, drink specials, and members of the opposite sex. Monday nights are swing night for all you have cash. Join Arthur Murray from 8:30 to 9:30 for free lessons. And you can register to win a snowboard from the house in St. Paul where you always get the best deals. Tuesday night is ladies night featuring 50 cent taps and dollar bar drinks. What about weekends, you ask? Well, weekends really cook the hot in Hot Shots. For starters, there's the weekend whistle weather specials from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. Add to that the hottest dance music with the best DJs anywhere. Come check out Hot Shots and see what you've been missing. Hot Shots is 1 mile east at 35W on Highway 13 in Burnsville. If you want more details, just call Hot Shots at 612-890-1200. Do we need to pick up that phone for you?
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
And it's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
That's playing hard to get, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's
612-374-5800. Now this here's the story of a dead porcupine who found himself in school and how he used collegeclub.com and its many useful tools. He found study help and MP3s, got financial aid and knowledge. Well, there was so much to choose from. He even learned about bondage. Now, there's a lesson in this song, and if you listen close, you heard it. If a dead porcupine can do all this at collegeclub.com, then you can too. Gosh darn it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you to collegeclub.com for having me here tonight. Y'all log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Cricky's got some extra tickets to the College Hoops Finals in Indiana. Want to go? Log on to collegeclub.com and click on the basketball. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 is live and on the internet. www.zone105.com.
www.zone105.com.
Alternative classics are always just a click away at zone105.com.
You can get up-to-the-date concert information, find out where Zone 105 will be out and about in the Twin Cities, sign up for Zone contests, and much more.
You can even listen to Zone 105 live from your computer.
I'd be glad you did.
Zone105.com from Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. All right, we're going to take ourselves a quick 10-second timeout, and then we'll be back with more of the fabulous program in just 10 seconds.
This is The Line on Radio Station.
Zone 105, KZNR Lakeville, KZNT Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Our guest tonight is Grace Quake. The movie or documentary she is in and that is about her is the Annabelle Chung story. It will hit the Lenly Five out here in Sunset at on tomorrow, on the 10th, and it's in New York. And then they'll see about wider release after that. January 1995, had sex with 251 men over the course of 10 hours. And this is that story and, well, other stories. They followed you around for a couple of years, right?
After? Yes, for 2.5 years.
And now you went and told your parents about it, and they followed you over there. That, to me, is going to be the highlight of the film.
That's the end of the film, actually.
I see. And
close to the end, about 90% of the way.
What did your parents know before you went in there with the camera crew and explained to them what you'd done?
They were not aware that, well, they were and they weren't, let's say. They knew that something was up, but I was not really ready to tell them yet.
Uh-huh. What did they know was up?
They've heard stories about what I've done, and...
All the way back in Singapore?
Well, you know, Singapore's not that, you know, we get the internet and everything, so...
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so, when you told them what you did, how did you describe it?
Well, actually, it didn't happen the way I planned it. Singapore being Singapore, somebody actually called my parents up and told them. And, you know, I came home, and I knew that they knew. And what we did was to just sit down and start talking about it. Not a lot of that was actually included in the film, simply because we have 130 hours of footage, and that's an 86-minute film.
Right.
I thought the scene where I came out to my parents was very, it was very sensitively done. I really appreciated the fact that the filmmaker did not zoom in. You know, he kept a really respectful distance during the entire thing. He didn't zoom in to, you know, us crying and stuff like that, because that would have been, I guess, emotional pornography. It would have been exploitative, I thought.
I thought they were stoic. They didn't react.
Huh?
Yeah, I thought your dad was stoic.
The what?
Your dad. You said your dad is very stoic. You said
no. My dad. When the film was when Goff finished shooting, my dad didn't know about it. It was only after Goff left that I came out to my dad.
Oh, I see.
My parents didn't really take to him. He was very pushy.
Hold on a second. So you just came out to your mother
in
the film.
My mother. That's right.
Oh well, how come we keep saying parents?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did we?
Well,
maybe we did.
Do, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was coming
out.
So
it came out to your mom.
Yeah.
All right. Now, well, what happened to you that brought you to this lifestyle?
I've always been curious about pornography.
No. That's not an acceptable answer. Well, something had to happen. Something happened. What happened? Something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that's the Psych 101, though.
A little molestation or something like that?
No. I was never molested as a child. I was very precocious.
Yeah? And never raped.
Never raped?
Right? I was raped when I was 18, so...
No, yes. No, yeah. Never raped.
No,
we're talking about as a child.
I was raped when I was 18, and... No, not as a child, but
right.
Much later. And I think it was... When I did the gang, it was almost as if I was trying to take back a certain degree of control, and that was one of, you know, that was an outlet that...
Right. Well, listen, I've seen enough Charles Bronson movies to know how revenge works. You know what I'm saying? They kill the wife and family. He's a sharecropper. So he has sex with two workers who work for Indians, actually, I think is the way it works. So you look at the gangbang as a way of trying to summon some control over the situation where you're out of control.
But I think that was one of my motivations. I mean,
I think about how people do act out with women tend to act out in a way of trying to regain power over men, right?
Yes.
I've seen over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And men act out in a way in terms of objectifying and exploiting women.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, but nothing before that. Nothing with the three neighbor brothers or anything like that.
No, nothing.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gotta be something here, though. You didn't get hit on the head with a coconut or anything like that?
No coconuts.
Kristen?
Yes.
You're 17?
Yes.
So, what's your boyfriend do when he masturbates?
Well, when he's about to come, he pinches the tip and he holds it in.
Nice. And then he spits it out of his mouth.
Does that prevent him from ejaculating, or is that just...
Yeah, he completely just holds it in.
And then what does he do?
It just stays in.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask the question again. Does he not have an orgasm?
He does. When he does, he pinches the tip so nothing comes out.
So he has the sensation of an orgasm.
Yeah.
But nothing actually leaves the penis.
He doesn't let it. He pinches it so it doesn't.
Doesn't it come out later?
No.
Yeah, you know, except for his balls look like someone put an M80 in him, like in a cartoon, you know, like boom.
His
eyes pop out of socket. Good. He'll be dead in 6 months. That's my prediction.
I was just wondering if that would make him, like, sterile. Or
now, what kind of idiot are you dating?
Not good for his prostate.
What? Why does he do this?
I have no idea.
Is he religious?
Or
is he a neat freak?
He's been doing it since, like... I guess he was in, like, 8th grade or something.
I see. All right.
How he does it.
Yes, very dangerous. I don't think that's good. Let me explain my theory on the human body. I've failed biology. I never took anatomy, but I still know how the
things
human body
that need
works.
To come out?
When stuff's trying to come out, you got to let it come out. Whether it's you're sneezing. You know, I know, like, if I'm about to sneeze and I pinch my nose off, I'll blow an eardrum out, and a testicle will go shooting across the room, take out a streetlight. Okay? You can't... When you're vomiting, it's got to come out. When you're urinating, whatever's coming out, you can hold it before it comes out. But once it's coming out, you try to grab it at the end. You're going to hurt something, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
It's not good for the prostate. It causes retrograde ejaculation. Not a good idea.
Sarah.
Yeah?
You're 17?
Hey, you guys have been listening to you since junior high. I love your guys' show.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill myself. You were in junior high, and you were hearing me, right?
Yeah.
No.
Since 7th grade.
I gotta talk to my agent.
All of our little friends used to listen to you guys and tape your shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. Did it keep you out of trouble?
Yeah, most of the time.
All right.
Okay, now let's hear what's
now what's
on.
The real problem?
I'm gay.
Oh, boy. I feel like we dropped the ball, Drew.
Well, let's see.
Yeah?
Well, my girlfriend, who was my best friend in junior high.
Who? You used to listen to the show with her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Drew, you should resign immediately.
Would she spend the night?
No, Drew. Kill yourself, then quit.
No, but listen, her parents are trying to kill me. They want me dead.
Why is that?
Because they can't accept the fact that we're together.
Yeah, but do they really want you dead?
Well, her mom said that if she had one wish before she died, she would like to rip out my spine while I was still breathing.
Well, it's how she said it. She may not have said it in a threatening way, right?
Her dad follows me to school.
Really?
He wants to put a restraining order on me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you guys a quick question. What happened to the two of you that got you into this in the first place?
What do you mean?
What thrust you together?
Anyone rape you or do anything weird to you?
No.
You're both just biological lesbians?
Guess so.
No weird uncles, anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
And where's your dad?
My dad is, my parents are divorced. They got divorced when I was in 5th grade.
Yeah. You see your dad?
Yeah, I see my dad.
You like him?
He's all right. He's a holy roller, though.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, if he found out that, I think my mom told him, but if he really found out.
Yeah.
He has a hard time with it. I was a stupid example, but you know, like the whole Ellen thing?
Yeah.
He freaked out. He's a promise keeper.
I see.
Yeah, so.
See what happens, Dad? You go to the promise keeping meeting, and your your daughter's out cleaning cave at the house next door. that's what happens.
And he's a promise keeper and then divorces.
He got divorced. Oh, he's divorced.
Yeah.
Well,
he did it on my mom. He left my mom for a student.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I love that.
This is like finding Jesus after doing...
Forgive him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll forgive him. Yeah. And then send him to hell. I love that. I just love everyone's own personal take on their relationship. Yeah, sure, I've screwed up a bunch of stuff and ruined a handful of lives, but don't worry, I got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Those are his words exactly. That's what he believes.
Yeah. He doesn't believe it. You know the beauty, Sarah? He doesn't really believe it. You can sleep like a baby at night. The more he tries to talk you and other people around him into it, the more meetings he attends, the more events, the more pounding on his chest and chanting he does, the less he believes it.
Thank you, Jesus!
People that really believe it, they don't talk to other people about it. They know it. People that know it don't go to big meetings in football stadiums and yell about it.
He's just weird.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're getting a little inside here.
But, you know, I don't know what to do. Like, she's got a younger sister that attends the same high school as we do,
mm-hmm.
and she spies on us.
How is it that their parents know everything?
Well, they found a letter.
How does your mom feel about this?
My mom's fine with it. Yeah. I mean, once in a while I get the occasional dyke joke from her, you know, pissed off.
Sure. My mom made dyke jokes when I was growing up.
How old were you when you established this relationship with your best friend?
15.
Okay. And, wow. And now, how's her dad? Besides wanting to put a contract out on you.
Yeah.
How is he? What kind of guy is he?
I thought he was all right. You know, he's like some vice president of some big company, and
wow.
It's all about their image.
Interesting. All right. Well,
they've been together for 25 years, her parents.
Listen, you got to, first off, all you crazy broads out there with your diaries and your letter passing, knock it off. There's a big paper trail leading to your vagina. We talk to women all night. Oh, the mom comes in, reads the diary, finds out she's smoking pot and giving oral sex to her boyfriend. They find another letter. You women, you do way too much writing, way too much documenting. And people find this, and you're screwed.
I just wrote her a letter saying, like, how grateful I was, and this and that. And her mom had been assuming this since, like, before anything even started.
All right.
And, like, I don't know what to do. They're following me. Whenever we see each other at school, at her work, they talk to her boss.
Yeah.
And they're just so weird.
Man, you really think you're lesbian, or maybe you're just in love with your best friend? Women can do that.
I think it's both.
Okay.
Because we've been together for 2 years, right?
I see.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
And yeah, what do you guys do? Do you do the oral sex and stuff?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We did since like a year and a half ago.
Oh, exactly.
So you were together for 6 months before you started having sex?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And had you had anything with anyone else before this?
I had a short relationship with a guy, but I've never been interested in guys.
Okay.
You know, when like I was a kid, I always wanted to be the Ken.
Right, not the Barbie.
Exactly.
Okay. Me too.
All right. And your girlfriend's the same way?
No, she's more passive, you know?
Yeah. So you're kind of a guy in the relationship?
I'm more of the dominating figure.
I understand. All right. Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
Here's what you need to do. How are your grades? You going to go off to college?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Junior college?
No, not junior college!
Where, lesbian school?
Exactly. The University of Lesbians.
No, where are you going? Seriously? The running dykes?
Well, see, I don't want to say because I don't want... Because we're not out at all.
Okay, well, the point
where
is...
Where are you going to go to school, though?
I'm going to go to ASU.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's like a big junior college. And, What do you have to do to get an ASU? Just walk erect? You have like a opposable thumb? How does that go? Is that on the application?
Please.
All right, listen, Sarah.
Yeah.
You go off to college, and until then, you guys got to kind of lay low. You know what I mean? Don't pass any letters. Don't hang out too much. You know, talk on the phone. Sneak around a little bit.
Well, that's what we're doing now. But
steal away. But you can't, you have to sort of somehow convince these parents that nothing's going on. You just have to lie. I don't know how else to say it, because when the people are screwed up and religious and you're living under the roof, it's too much. You're not going to talk them out of anything. Just BS them. It's all right to lie to people that force you to lie. That's perfectly fine, by the way. When people ask you to lie, then lie away. And then you go off in college and, you know, then you hook up. That's how it works. Kimberly, I mean, that's what I did, except for I didn't go to college. I cleaned carpet. I didn't get laid. Other than that, that's my story. Right, Drew?
That's your story.
Kimberly.
Yes.
You're 27.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Well, I'm 27. My husband is 40. Mm-hmm. And we've been married a couple of years. He's on a little bit of medication, and he takes the amitriptyline for migraine headaches.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's twice in one night.
I know.
We haven't talked about it in quite some time, have we?
Amitriptyline is not one that typically comes up.
All right. So go ahead.
Anyhow.
It's also called Elavil.
Exactly. Anyhow, besides the medicine, he's 40. I don't know if this is something, you know, that happens with 40, but our sex life is...
Well, penis brown.
Penis brown?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Drew's 42, and he's stiff in an ironing board down there. He's got plenty of libido, too. I tell you what happened in the St. Louis airport, the 251 women. Drew had sex with her in the layover. That's what it sounds like.
I haven't noticed any fall off yet.
No, nope.
I'm sure it'll happen soon enough. But
you're very virile.
But what medication is he on?
Amitriptyline.
No, what other medication?
Well, he has a heart condition. He has these faint spells. So they have to keep his heart going with medication.
What's the medicine?
It's called Proamitine.
Drew doesn't know that one.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
It's called Proamitine.
He's
on another kind of medication that keeps his blood flow down so he doesn't have any regular heartbeat to link to this other problem.
What's that medicine?
Tenormin.
All right, well, Tenormin will shut him down completely. So there's your problem.
There you go.
What can I buy him?
Well, this is what Viagra was invented for.
Well, he can't take Viagra, the doctor says.
Because of his heart?
Exactly.
All right. Well,
anything else?
Two tongue depressors and some duct tape.
Talk to the doctor about changing the... Well, first of all, there are antidepressants that sometimes help. That's like Wellbutrin, things like that can beef up his sex drive. I would talk to the doctor about changing the type of beta blocker he is on. Maybe something like Lopressor might be less likely to do this. Or, again, I don't know what his heart problem is exactly, but there may be other antiarrhythmic medicines that would be less likely to affect his erectile.
Is that blood thinning stuff? Does that thin the penis out a little bit too?
No, he didn't say blood. She didn't say blood thinners.
No, I thought that was one of the things.
These are all sort of rhythm regulators,
and they go right. Yeah, that's what I love about the human body. Everything goes right to the penis. Heart starts getting out of rhythm. Take a few meds. Penis falls off. Beautiful. Never any problem with the eyebrow. You know what I mean? No problem, no nostril problems, no earlobe-related difficulties, nothing with the elbow. Right to the penis.
Hmm.
Right to the penis. Dave? Hey,
Football,
you're 11 years old.
Yeah.
What's up?
On New Year's, my girlfriend called me, and she wanted to sneak out of the house, and I didn't really want to make her feel bad.
You're 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 11?
I didn't know how to use a phone when I was 11.
I have my own phone line. So, I inherited it from my brother.
DSL and T1s.
No kidding. If you have a VCR, I'm going to come over there and kill you. Do you have a VCR?
Yeah, I bought it this summer.
Do you have a porn movie?
No.
Okay, good boy.
I don't really care about it.
Oh, yeah, nice. I forgot. Yeah, 11. Where are you going? Your penis is so much ballast at 11. All right, so anyway, what's going on there, Dave?
Well, my girlfriend called me on New Year's, and she wanted to sneak out of the house, and I really didn't want to make her feel bad after calling me, so I decided to go out with her, and we met in the park, and then we went off to one of my brother's friend's house. We went there for a party, and then most of them kind of left, and we found an empty bedroom, and so we slept together, and then she didn't leave till about 6 in the morning, and she snuck back into her house, and well, I'm feeling kind of bad about it and stuff.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Oh, older woman. What grade are you in at 11? Sixth grade?
Yeah.
And you had sex with her?
Mm-hmm.
We had sex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's heading for Harvard, this chick. And what the hell is going on in her family that she snuck out, had sex with an 11-year-old, and slept somewhere until 6 a.m.?
She's 12.
What's going on at her house?
I have no idea.
Well, something pretty heavy, Dave.
Sounds bad, right?
It's yeah. always about the parents of that age, and the kind of acting out the kids do is just a direct reflection of the pain they're feeling as a result of whatever chaos is going on in the home.
You had sex at 11?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you're like a black guy.
What's
great.
What does that mean?
Every rap star we have in here says he lost his virginity at 9.5.
Yeah.
I think they have to say it. I said like 19.
He's with a 28-year-old girl, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dave,
mm-hmm.
well, you can check that off the list. You're covered. And what, does sex feel good at 11?
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel good at age 11 to have sex?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you use protection?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You did?
What'd you use?
No.
Condom.
You didn't use a condom.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I got one out of my brother's room.
How old is he?
18.
Oh, boy. God knows what he's up to. What the hell? How's a condom even stay on an 11-year-old penis?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do? Put some sand in there, too, to fill it out?
No.
Take the base.
Well, use a tube sock tied around the base so it wouldn't slide off? Hey, Dave. Condom. Why are you using a condom? You don't need to use a condom at 11, do you?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
He does, yeah.
You don't got anything coming out of your penis at 11, do you?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's possible.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry, Adam.
No, I'm sorry. No. Dave.
I listen to Dave's voice. That's not your average 11-year-old.
Did junk come out of your pepe?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
But I was pee, right?
No.
Semen?
Mm-hmm.
Do you masturbate?
No.
Well, I guess you don't have to. 11, eh? And how long did it take before something came out of you?
We spent like 20 minutes together.
Jesus Christ. Do you have a beard and a... What do you do, drive a van?
No.
We'll drive it. Five more years.
You work down at the docks or... She's 11. All right. Okay, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. No more sex for at least another 6 months. Wait till you're 12. I mean, really, no more sex for a little while. I'm going to kill you. I can't stand hearing about guys having sex at 11. I didn't lose my virginity until 17.
All right, Dave, first of all, God bless you for wearing a condom. All right? Let's give him some strokes for at least 11. Having the foresight to go ahead and use a condom.
No. I don't believe him.
Well, be that as it may, his girlfriend's a mess, and he needs to take care of her. And it doesn't sound like sex is such an important and gratifying thing for him to continue with either.
No. All right. Okay. I'm going to kill myself. And we'll be back after this.
We're about to get funky, yo.
Did it. This Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50 cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50 cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time, going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and drow.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Eat magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
You know, you're rotten real for the 33rd annual crappie contest.
contest on Saturday, April 22nd on Lake Minnetonka. Join thousands of fishermen from across the state for one of the biggest family fishing events around. Win great prizes for catching the largest crappie. Enjoy on-site raffles and drawings and all the other activities for anglers and non-anglers alike. All proceeds, including the $4 registration fee, go directly to the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Just stop on by any Twin Cities Holiday Station store or Gander Mountain to pre-register.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Trackstar Motorsports and McKenzie's Bar every Tuesday from 8 to 11 for Two Wheel Tuesdays. Enjoy great food, drink specials, great videos, and speed vision. McKenzie's Bar is located at 918 Hennepin Avenue next to the Orpheum. Every Sunday night is Service Industry Night at Banana Joe's. Come in with proof of service industry employment and receive free bloodies, martinis, screwdrivers, sea breezes, and other tasty beverages of that nature. All courtesy of your friends from Finland. Call 333-6500 for more info. Oxford College is a private four-year liberal arts college offering you all the advantages of being in the heart of the Twin Cities. Check them out on the web at oxford.edu. For affordable fares and friendly service, contact Sun Country Airlines at 1-800-FLY-IN-SUN or visit their website at suncountry.com. Register your wedding party at Genghis before March 12th and receive $20 off each tux rental plus a free rental for the groom. Hurry, offer ends March 12th. Buy any deck over $100 at Audio King and they'll install it for free. Kits and custom labor not included. Audio King is still the only place to go for serious car audio. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Forget Oasis was coming to Minneapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get tickets?
No, I didn't get any.
You know tickets are sold out, right?
No!
Well, that's what we're here for. That's right, brother. Zone 105 wants to send you to see Oasis in Seattle, Washington. Email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. Oasis in Seattle from Northwest Airlines, taking Minnesota to over 750 cities around the world. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Back with a little more Love Line. I'm Adam Parole. That is Dr. Drew. Grace Quake is our guest tonight. She's here plugging her documentary, or at least the documentary she's the subject of, the Annabelle Chong story. It's about a big gangbang she did in 95, and all the things that took place afterward, including confronting her parents. She's it'll be
her mom.
Her mom, yes, yes. It keeps getting narrowed down. It'll be released tomorrow at the Lemley 5 on Sunset. It's currently playing in New York. And also, Grace is going to be doing a little question and answer.
Yeah, Q&A yeah. At the 7:30 screening for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
How does that work?
Well, the audience can fire any questions at me, and I'll give them an answer.
All right, let me write that down. Ask question and answer. And you just stand out in front of the... theater?
Before? Yeah, you know, I would just go up there and go, okay, well, does anybody have any questions? And usually, to my surprise, I get a lot of questions, and usually they have to kick us out of the theater at the end of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the next screening is coming up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so we usually have a lively, very lively Q&A. Unlike a lot of films where they would screen it and director it, come out and go, does anybody have any questions? And there's, like, complete silence.
Did they ever ask questions about the theater itself, like why are milk duds so expensive or something like that, or is this all about the movie?
It's usually about the movie. But
I see.
Sometimes I get people asking me truly bizarre questions like, I want to be a porn star. You know, do you think it'd make me a star? I'm like, well, you know, well, I'm casting, but I don't. I would really highly suggest you think twice, kind of thing.
You're casting. Why would you suggest they think twice?
You know, people have, especially a lot of young guys, they have these really romanticized notion about what it's like to be a porn star, and the reality of it is that it's not what it's cut out to be. Of course, they have to produce wood, and sometimes under the most difficult circumstances where the actress is being a bitch, she's being very difficult, or it's just a long day, they've been waiting on the set for 8 hours, and he's got to produce wood. And the hardest thing for... and the hardest thing is to come in queue. Yeah, they have 5 minutes to produce that shot, and if they don't produce their shot, they get a pay cut.
Or
they never eat lunch in this town ever again, which is kind of tough, you know.
I gotta believe they let them eat now. Say no more food, or is it just lunch? Is what you're saying?
Sometimes
I couldn't eat lunch in this town. I go breakfast, then I go brunch. And I go early dinner. That's it. That's how I work around it. I need lunch.
You're a pragmatic guy.
Yeah. I move on.
Practical.
You give me lemons, I give you lemonade. It's the way I work. What do you mean there's a 5-minute window for the orgasm? There's no 5-minute window in the orgasm.
There it is.
That guy gets to hump away, and when he goes, it goes. What are you talking about?
No, they really have to come in queue.
No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do. Have you actually started a porn movie? Maybe you have.
I've been on the set of a porn movie before.
Oh, which one?
Oh, Christ. It was a wicked picture. It was shot in North Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Probably a good 5-6 years ago. All I remember was about 150 degrees inside this dump in North Hollywood in July. But the point is... the guy's banged away until they're ready to go.
Well, you know, that was 5 years.
One yells at him, you got to come in 5 minutes.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because sometimes they have 4 scenes to shoot in that day. If the guy doesn't come out of the pop shot,
yeah,
they'll be running behind schedule, and the last scene be shot till 3 a.m, and nobody wants that.
All right. I did some gay porn in the late 70s. Oh, I should have never done that interview. I should have never done that interview for PBS. Never again. Never again at David Frost. He asked such probing questions. They're not going to fire you if you don't have an orgasm in 5 minutes. I will agree with you. You have to have an orgasm.
Yes, at some point.
And at some point, but I don't think you have to come when some guy yells at you, it's time to come.
Well, they usually go pop shots.
Yeah.
And then the guy has to more or less produce it pretty soon. Otherwise word gets around and they go, well, this is a guy who cannot, you know, come in queue, and he's not a good guy to work with.
Right.
He's going to make a shoot run over schedule and stuff like that. So it makes it harder for the guy to find work.
Yeah, I'll buy into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
You're 20.
Yeah, not bad. Well, just in the last couple of months, I've been really trying to be healthier. I've been drinking a lot of water. I've been working out a lot and taking creatine, and noticed that my sex drive has shot up to from one masturbation a day to about 2 or 3.
Well, it's part of your workout regimen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I masturbate 2 or 3 times a day now instead of just one.
Yeah, and that's part of your workout regimen.
Yeah, it is. My forearms are getting, especially my right one, it's getting a lot better.
Yeah, nice work in there.
Yeah, I gotta kind of equal it out a little bit there.
Well, you get a nice big heavy magazine like a Penthouse or the Christmas edition of Hustler. You get a nice good workout with your other arm too.
Yeah, I know.
Ben, what's the question?
I'm just wondering, when my semen comes out, it comes out extremely runny in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, your masturbate so damn much.
Is that why? Because I was thinking,
yeah, nothing in there.
It has something to do with water. Don't drink any pop anymore.
Yeah.
Don't lay off masturbation for 3 days. Watch what happens.
Start eating flour instead of drinking water next time. See if we can't thicken up that mixture a little bit.
Yeah, the pancake mix.
Yeah.
Pancake batter.
Portland cement should be good.
Yeah.
In the powder form. I mean, don't mix it up.
No, don't try to take a chunk. Just the powder, right?
Yeah. A handful.
Because, man, I got to really be on it to wipe it up because it comes out like crazy. It's like
I know. I understand.
You
know?
Lay off for a couple of days. Watch what happens.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than really having to snap into mop-up mode right after the orgasm. You know what I mean? Here's the thing. It'll hit the belly, and then usually got a good like 5 count before it starts making its way to the side. You know, your belly's kind of it's a gutter. It really is. You know, you have little creases where you have little rolls of fat or something, you know. It finds its way into that, and then it goes right down the side, and pow, right onto the comforter at that point. So you only have moments to clean up.
Pow.
Pow. Right on the belly. All right, let's talk to Teresa, who's 25. Poor dear's been on hold for 108 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, you really must be desperate.
Well, yeah, but it's worth it to talk to you guys.
That's what I like. What's up?
But I would like to say congratulations to Grace, and I'm hopefully looking forward to seeing it in our town.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Where's your town?
Where's your town?
Right in the middle of California.
It'll never get there.
It'll get there actually in April.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my birthday month.
All right, excellent.
It'll get to Modesto?
Bakersfield?
Well, where would it get to that's close enough for her?
Yeah, I can travel.
Yeah, you travel.
I can travel.
Yeah, what better way to celebrate your birthday than watch a nice gangbang documentary?
A documentary on porn.
Very romantic.
Well, my question is, I have a cyst on my jawline, approximately halfway between the hinge of my jaw and the tip of my chin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it, you know, for quite a while, and it's pretty much, you know, it stayed the same size. You know, hasn't been doing anything weird. Well, in the last couple of weeks, it's been getting painful, and it's starting to get larger, both outward and the surrounding area. And cancer runs on my mom's side of the family. And that wasn't even a thought until my dad says, well, you better do something before it turns cancerous.
How long have you had it for?
A couple of years.
And it's at the jawline?
Yeah.
Well, there can be stones in the parotid glands and submandibular glands. There can also be tumors, and some of which are slow growing, but it's something that absolutely, and there can be new tumors, mixed cell tumors that can grow there. So it is absolutely something that needs to be checked out. Probably just an infection or a stone or a clogged gland or something.
Don't you get stuff like that drained or removed
sometimes,
or cut out or whatever?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I used to have one up by the, not like right next to the corner of my eye, but near my right eye. And the outer corner, and I went in, and he gave me like 5 or 6 shots of Novocaine, right, you know, right there in the office, cut it open, took it out, stitched it up, and sent me on my merry little way with Band-Aid.
Yeah, totally different than what you've got right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You've got something in your parotid, it sounds like. So
because it's not on the skin, it's underneath
it's in the gland.
Yeah, it's underneath.
You've got to get it checked out.
Yeah, right on my jawline.
You want to go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor or a oral maxillofacial surgeon.
Okay. Or go to a chin, ear, and ass doctor.
No, Adam, that'd be yours.
Okay.
With a little, you know, bidet.
Oh, I tell you.
Well, here we are, back at it again.
I laugh like a mad scientist when I sit on that thing.
Just when you hit in the eye, or?
Hot water, right in the eye. Right in the eye. And,
there actually is something called the anal wink reflex.
Really?
Coincidentally, yes.
What is that?
Yeah, it's like a sea urchin, you know?
Yeah, a sea anemone.
And it closes up real quick, you know? Shuts door. It's like one of those doors in a spaceship. You know, it's the aperture type thing.
There it is.
That's what I love most about the future, the idea that the hinge will be outlawed in 2010. That's any good space movie.
No doors.
Any door? No doors. No doors. Doors.
Doors become like sort of shades. Window shades.
Doors and denim. Gone.
Yeah.
No denim in space.
Yeah, everything's polyester.
Yeah, it's great.
No cotton either.
No. It's really bizarre. It's weird. It's like filmmakers went, how do we convey that we're in the future, that this is really some sort of fantastic cosmic voyage? I know the door. Even though doors haven't changed in how many years? A couple thousand?
That whole convention must have come up around the time that they invented those sensors that open the entrance to like the grocery stores.
Yes.
That must have been a huge breakthrough in 1952.
Right.
And made its way into film and never left.
Right. Hey, yeah, that is
I think that's what it did.
That's the only part about Star Trek I don't buy. I buy the whole part about Spock and the intergalactic travel and the Klingons, the whole thing. It's that those doors function properly, because anyone who has a pocket door knows it doesn't work. So once they slide into the side of the wall, they don't come back out, they get caught up, they get stuck. Never works. CJ?
Yes.
You're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
First, I'd like to say I really, really think that Grace is absolutely true about the pornos for ladies.
Yeah, you need something for the ladies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, but Grace, the movies that you're looking to produce will have intercourse and everything. It'll be graphic.
Yeah. It'll be graphic.
Very nice.
Oh, well, it should. I mean, it's just the movies that are out now are stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb. They're cheese.
Yeah, well, listen, no one told you to turn the sound on. All right, so what's up? What's up, CJ?
Well, I have a question. I just got out of a relationship, and throughout the whole relationship, the guy was great. I mean, out of bed, in bed, great. But in order for me to have an orgasm, I would literally think of women while we're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not something that just, you know, recently been happening. It's been going on for, God, years.
All right, so you figure maybe you're into women?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm just wondering if maybe that's what I need to...
You ever been with a woman?
No.
Yeah.
What's your history like? When did you start dating guys?
I didn't start dating until I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I had a mother who was a cop. So,
oh.
You know,
yeah. That's rough.
Yeah.
And what else? What kind of been good to you?
Yeah.
What was your dad like?
My dad was great. They're divorced.
Right. At what age?
I was 11.
And when you say your mom was strict, what do you mean?
Well, she wasn't real strict. She just didn't, you know, you're not allowed to drive with, riding a car with kids until you're 16.
She didn't want to pull you over.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, CJ?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about this a little too much. Many women fantasize about women. And,
but
you know...
What's the act of it, though?
But I understand that. But the fact that she hasn't had any contact with a woman at the age of 23 feels like if that was in the cards, it would have happened by now.
Right.
So are you planning something?
No.
You're not?
The reason it's come up so recently is because I have a friend that's a lesbian.
Uh-oh. She's going to go to work on you.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, really.
They're very persuasive, those lesbians. They talk you out of anything.
This is a hard lifestyle.
Right.
You know, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
But I've always been the kind of person that was up in her face going, well, you know, I still think that woman's attractive.
Uh-oh.
And, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, here's my take on this. I think she's going to have an experience with a woman and decide it's not for her. But it feels like she has to check it off her list.
Huh.
I think it's bothering her a little.
What do you think the mom as a cop had to do with this?
I don't know, but I don't trust cops in general as people.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know we have the... where the hell are we? Culver City's finest listening to the show. And all the guys we see around here seem pretty decent. But in general, there's professions I don't trust. Cop is one of them. That don't mean all cops, and certainly not the ones listening to the show right now. But it does mean per capita, certain professions.
Per capita?
I would throw an attorney in there. I might even toss a doctor. There's a few professions I sure as hell would toss publicist, agent, manager, producer, anybody in the entertainment field, especially publicist. There's certain professions that have a higher incidence of whack jobs. Cops, definitely one of them. And they screw their own kids up their own way. So maybe it was a factor. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we get back, we'll speak to Nigel, who's 22, has a question for Grace, wants to know what it's like having sex with so many guys. And she'll shed some light on that after this.
What's up?
Bye-bye. Loveline, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on The Zone 105.
Being stood up on a date?
Oh, boy.
What can I tell you?
I don't know.
You could torture yourself asking, why?
Why?
Why? But that's not going to do any good. Oh, what, you got a plan? You're going to drive by her house at 3 in the morning and beep? That didn't even work when you were 16. Why not recognize the situation for the genuine opportunity that it is?
It is?
You just escaped a bad investment and freed up an evening.
I did?
An evening that lies before you in full panoramic splendor. You're back, Dagnabbit.
Don't swear.
You're a man on the go. You're back.
I'm back.
Tonight, you'll be washing down the sweet taste of freedom.
Yes, I will.
With the only beer cool enough to walk the walk of the unfettered, genuine opportunity, Miller Genuine Draft. cold filtered, never heat pasteurized. For True to have and to hold from this day forward refreshment.
Okay.
This beer's not going back to its old boyfriend.
Uh-uh.
It's with you, baby.
High five.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the... Yeah, no, don't dance like that. Yeah, no, yeah.
Okay.
The cold filtered cool of Miller Genuine Draft. Never miss a genuine opportunity. Miller Genuine Draft, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
How do I look?
All right. Don't wear that hat.
Wake up. Yeah, you. Get up off that couch. Don't spend another night just sitting there. Those excuses of there's nothing to do just went out the window. You know why? Because there's Hot Shots in Burnsville. That's right. Hot Shots is what you want. Music, drink specials, and members of the opposite sex. Monday nights are swing night for all you have cats. Join Arthur Murray from 8:30 to 9:30 for free lessons. And you can register to win a snowboard from the house in St. Paul, where you always get the best deals. Tuesday night is ladies' night, featuring 50-cent taps and $1 bar drinks. What about weekends, you ask? Well, weekends really put the hot in Hot Shots. For starters, there's the weekend whistle weather specials from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday nights. And to that, the hottest dance music with the best DJs anywhere. Come check out Hot Shots and see what you've been missing. Hot Shots is 1 mile east at 35W on Highway 13 in Burnsville. If you want more details, just call Hot Shots at 612-890-1200. Do you need to pick up that phone for you?
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Hey, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard again, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Now, this here's the story of a dead porcupine who found himself in school and how he used collegefund.com and its many useful tools. He found study help and MP3s, got financial aid and knowledge. Well, there was so much to choose from. He even learned about bondage. Now, there's a lesson in this song, and if you listen close, you heard it. If a dead porcupine can do all this at collegeclub.com, then you can too. Gosh darn it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thank you to collegeclub.com for having me here tonight. Y'all log on to collegeclub.com. It's all you. It's all you.
Cricky's got some extra tickets to the College Hoops Finals in Indiana. Wanna go? Log on to collegeclub.com and click on the basketball. Collegeclub.com. It's all you.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Oh, shit. What? Oh, call it fell off. Fantastic. One less to deal with. Our guest tonight is Grace Quake. She is the subject of a documentary, which will be out at the Lemley 5 out here in Southern California tomorrow. It's currently in New York. It's called The Annabelle Chung Story, and it's basically based on the tremendous gangbang she had in 1995. And, following around, talking to her parents and
mother.
All sorts of other good stuff like that. Okay, so where the hell were we? Well, we were going to talk to Enos or whatever the hell. What the hell's that guy's name? Jay?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, Jay.
I'm here.
All right, I already don't like Jay.
We're listening, Jay. What's the deal?
I was just wondering what a doctor does if you have a yeast infection. Like, does it go in there and look up in you, or what? Is it like the when you go to the doctor every year?
Yes.
That kind of thing?
Yes. Why?
I was just wondering.
Hey, Jay, what's going on there? What are you working on?
Oh, I'm doing the dishes.
I see.
If you have...
Could you stop that for 3 minutes, please, you jackass?
Okay, here's the deal. If you have an itch or a discharge, you can try some of the over-counter creams. If they don't work, then you've got to go in to see what other sort of infection this might be.
Okay, I did, and then it went away, and then it came back.
You need to go in and have a doctor take a look at it.
But you had sex again, right?
Yeah, and okay. I was just maybe thinking it was because of that.
Yeah, he may have something else that he's sort of giving you.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Like, I just call up and say, I think I have a yeast infection. Can you come look at me? Or can do you look at me? Or do I just, like...
Just make an appointment, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, you're sexually active, a young lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go, you know, go to the gynecologist once in a while.
Right,
stuff
I do. Too.
All right. Okay.
So the appointment's not till July.
Yeah, you make an appointment. You make an appointment. You go in. Doctor walks in, and he or she says, what's up? And you say, I got a burner, I got an itch, I got whatever. Went away, I used over-the-counter yeast medication, came back after I had sex, and let them check it out.
Okay. Grace, what kind of shape was the vagina in after the gangbang?
It's still there.
Still there?
Still there.
It was just hanging on by a thread, though, after the gangbang, right?
No, it's fine. It's healthy.
Felt good?
Yeah.
How long before you had sex again?
I had sex with my girlfriend Wednesday. Well, we did it on Sunday. She gets aroused watching me have sex with other men for reasons which I cannot really fathom. And she was very randy when I came back.
The gangbang.
Yeah, and I was like, look, give me a break. And then Wednesday she was, I guess she just...
She went down on you after that?
Yeah.
I'd eat dog food out of a hubcap faster, and I'd get down there orally. I'd give you a break. I'd have you, like, soak in a tub of vinegar or something for at least, 6 to 8 weeks or
something
like that.
How did you protect yourself against STDs?
Condoms.
All right. Condoms. Well, in that case, I'd go down on you maybe later that night. Did you have to ice yourself down?
No.
Really?
No, there wasn't, yes, of course, I was sore, but...
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I'm
right, I'm
normal. I'm human, but...
I take a good jump. I can't walk for a day. I can only imagine.
I think a lot of the strain, too, is on the neck and the knees and, you know, everywhere.
Sure.
So it's almost like running a marathon.
Your knees?
Knees. Hey,
you're on your back, though, right?
No.
Oh, a doggy? Wheelbarrow?
I get bored in my back. You know, I get really bored.
Me, too.
Yeah.
But I still don't move. So, I mean, you got, you're on your back, you're on your knees.
Yeah.
Oh, you're moving around.
Moving around.
Nice. You never got on top, though, did you?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Variety. The spice of gangbang. Terrence, sorry.
Yes.
Terrence, you're 18 years old. What's up?
All right. It's this one person, this dude out of my school, and I think he looks all right, and I don't know. I think he's like, oh no, I can't explain it. Every time I see him, I get hella horny.
All right.
A male.
You're attracted to a guy?
Yeah.
And that's scaring you?
Yeah.
Okay. But you've never been with a man?
No.
Now, do you think you're gay?
No.
I mean, do you like women?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sound like a real strong endorsement of women. Yeah. Do you like...
Dare you?
Let me ask you a question. You like pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, see? See that one? Yeah. All right, you like women?
Yeah.
Still slow down.
It wasn't good at pizza.
He likes pizza more than women. I don't blame him. They'll never break your heart, that pizza. And if they do, you get another one in 20 minutes or it's free.
Well, Terrence, just see where this goes. Don't act until you're a little clearer on what's up with you. But you seem to have some ambivalence about your sexual orientation, and this is the age when you sort of kind of come to terms with some of those things.
I understand as a guy at 18 who thinks he's straight his whole life, all of a sudden he finds another guy he's attracted to, and he's kind of freaked out.
Yep.
But don't worry. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Just relax a little bit. You make your move if you want. If you do, that's fine. But just slow down.
Slow down.
And relax.
Slow down.
Everyone slow down.
Yes.
That's what
don't
I think.
Don't be in a big hurry.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay. Let's do it. Call Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
Go ahead.
is how it feels.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time, going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot Triple X action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Get out your rod and reel for the 33rd Annual Crappie Contest on Saturday, April 22nd on Lake Minnetonka. Join thousands of fishermen from across the state for one of the biggest family fishing events around. Win great prizes for catching the largest crappie. Enjoy on-site raffles and drawings and all the other activities for anglers and non-anglers alike. All proceeds, including the $4 registration fee, go directly to the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Just stop on by any Twin Cities Holiday Station store or Gander Mountain to pre-register.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Join Trackstar Motorsports and McKenzie's Bar every Tuesday from 8 to 11 for Two Wheel Tuesdays. Enjoy great food, drink specials, great videos, and speed vision. McKenzie's Bar is located at 918 Hennepin Avenue next to the Orpheum. Every Sunday night is Service Industry Night at Banana Joe's. Come in with proof of service industry employment and receive free bloodies, martinis, screwdrivers, sea breezes, and other tasty beverages of that nature. All courtesy of your friends from Finland. Call 333-6500 for more info. Oxford College is a private four-year liberal arts college offering you all the advantages of being in the heart of the Twin Cities. Check them out on the web at oxford.edu. For affordable fares and friendly service, contact Sun Country Airlines at 1-800-FLY-AND-SUN or visit their website at suncountry.com. Register your wedding party at Genghis before March 12th and receive $20 off each tux rental plus a free rental for the groom. Hurry, offer ends March 12th. Buy any deck over $100 at Audio King and they'll install it for free. Kits and custom labor not included. Audio King is still the only place to go for serious car audio. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for details.
Zone 105 with 20 years of alternative classics all on one station.
What are you talking about?
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon, and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. There you go. Another end of a show, another end of a week. I want to thank Grace Quake for coming out here tonight, and go see the Annabelle Chong story. Sounds very interesting. That will be at the Lemley Five here on Sunset, and it's playing in New York as we speak. I want to thank our fabulous phone screener, Danielle, for not only screening the phones, pouring the coffee, and giving me just big, she gave me like a big hug.
Oh, wow.
I like hugging little people. A little person, you know, makes me feel like Gulliver. And then it makes me feel powerful, you know.
Come in, give me a hug.
Yeah. I want to thank Engineer Anderson for doing a great job all week. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Anderson. Anderson. Here.
Well, now.
The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds. KZN on Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie.
Modern Rock Live.
The other networks can only promise, but we deliver.
Modern Rock Live, live radio. Brought to you by the U.S. Army. Be a part of the toughest, smartest army in the world. Be all you can be. Here's your host, Max Tolkoff.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. I'm Max Tolkoff. Welcome back to another Sunday of Interactive Radio. We're back in Los Angeles. After spending 2 weeks in New York and catching every disease, I have returned to Los Angeles. Tonight, we're joined here at home by Goldfinger and in a little while from the after party from WQXA Springfest back east. We'll be joined by Stir. But first things first, our first guest tonight last joined us back in October of 97. Has it been that long?
Not long.
It's been that long, last century.
67?
Yeah, 1967, as they were touring in support of the self-titled debut album.
Rolling Stone tour, we did?
Yeah.
No, it was Hendrix.
We're very pleased to welcome back to the show Mr. John Feldman.
Hi.
Say hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
Very good. Drummer, musician extraordinaire, Darren.
Musician.
Thanks, Max. Thank you.
Glad to be, you know. And, of course, the bass player.
The new guy.
The new guy.
That was your official Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
That was it.
I will rip on Darren at some point in this interview.
All right,
it's going to hurt his feelings. I can't wait.
Okay, we have most of the members of Goldfinger here in the studio tonight.
We're missing one.
Yeah, where is he? What happened?
He's shooting a porno downtown somewhere,
okay.
I think.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry if I sound a bit stuffy because I have the radio edit of the six-week plague that we were talking about earlier. I mean,
it actually improves the radio voice.
Does it really?
I have the sniffles myself.
You don't sound like you sound fine.
Really?
Yeah.
At some point, it'll be over.
So, as the new guy, have they made you feel at home as part of the...
Yeah, but I'm really not that new because I've known John, Mr. Feldman over here for a long time.
Too long.
Yeah.
No. We've been on and off playing in bands for probably 10, 11 years.
I think 12 years.
12 years. So,
88.
Yeah, Kelly's good, man. We needed that fourth member that actually moved on stage. And he jumps around. He's good. Kelly's good.
Thank you, guys.
All right, so the new album, Stomping Ground, comes out on March 28th. Just so everybody knows out there, been waiting patiently.
For the last 3 years.
For the last 3 years. Start lining up now. March 28th is a mere, a couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
So the last time I saw you, actually, you had the crowd in a frenzy, actually, at the BuzzFest down in West Palm Beach. I think it was a few years ago.
Oh, they got Green Day and Jake and MXPX.
I think so.
Wow, yeah. I'm an elephant. My memory is impeccable.
It was a really good
show.
Wow. You guys were good, too.
Well, thank you.
I'm just saying.
You know what, dude? This guy at that stupid show stole my shoe, and I remember because I got back on stage and we're not like Lilith Fair material or anything. So it's like when I'm shoeless, I'm really like worried about stepping on a nail or something.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened in Florida. Like 2 months later, we played back there in Orlando, and someone stole my shoe. And the stupid guy, because after the show, goes, "Dude, can you sign my ticket?" I looked down at his pants, and I knew that this guy was not that well hung. And I'm like, "Dude, what's in your?" And he whips out my shoe, and he's the same guy. He stole the same shoe.
Basically, you're looking at our fans' crotches.
So what you're saying is you had a bit of a shoe fetish.
Yeah, a bit of one. He took two of my shoes. I was so pissed. I'm like, what do you think of my shoe? I mean, seriously, dude. It's like,
that's just lame.
How did he get your shoe off of you?
Why are you looking at his crotch?
This is the wall. These questions are flying.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, Darren.
Yeah. He wants to be a millionaire. All right. We have a two-part show tonight. Let's play some music from Stomping Grounds.
Oh.
We're going to play, not that we don't want to hear you talking as much as possible. Okay. We do. Because we don't want to hear me talking tonight.
Only from the musicians, Darren.
There you go.
Sorry, then I'll bow.
This is Counting the Days from the new Goldfinger album, Stomping Ground. Spankin' new from Goldfinger on Modern Rock Live. The song is Counting the Days. The album Stomping Ground, which will be in stores March 28th. Keep that in mind. I forget what day of the week it is. Probably Tuesday. It usually is. If you have a question for Goldfinger tonight, give us a call toll-free. 1-800-223-ROCK. That's 1-800-223-7625. We'll be back with Goldfinger right after this on Modern Rock Live.
Red Lobster dares to ask, are you a lobster lover?
Do you consider drawn butter an essential condiment?
Yes.
Wish you had a tiny fork at every meal?
Yes.
Find yourself longing for rich, succulent lobster meat?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, lobster lover! You are personally invited to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster!
I can't believe it!
That's right. All the succulent lobster you've been longing for prepared in so many new and exciting ways at such great low prices. It can only come once a year!
This is the happiest day of my life!
Lobster Fest is finally here! Escape to Red Lobster!
If you've been waiting to join, your wait is over. The U.S. Army offers up to $50,000 for college or vocational school. That's $50,000 in scholarship money if you qualify under the Army College Fund and the Montgomery GI Bill. Why wait? Call 1-800-USA-ARMY. There's never been a better time to join. Be all you can be. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
For $600 million, what is the capital of Turkey?
Can I call my butler?
You've got 10 seconds.
Jeeves here?
Jeeves? Hey, what's the capital of Turkey?
The capital of Turkey is a quaint city that was actually...
Introducing Jeeves, the world's first internet butler. Just go to ask.com, type in a question, and you'll get a prompt answer.
In fact, the last time...
Jeeves!
Ankara, sir.
Ankara is my answer!
Correct!
Yeah, I'm gonna buy Florida!
Got a question? Ask Jeeves at ask.com.
Good news, fellow adventurers. The great taste of extra sugar-free gum lasts even longer than ever. So it'll last for extra backgammon with the Sultan of Qatar.
Double sixes, Your Highness.
Why, it'll last through an extra yak race in Fable's Kathmandu.
That's my beauty!
The flavor will even outlast an extra mating dance among the river pygmies of New Guinea.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
To make the adventure last longer, everyone's chewing extra sugar-free gum.
Modern Rock Live.
I'm Brian Oak.
And I'm Calista Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105.
Friday morning on the show, Jennifer Rue became the latest winner of an alternative classic vacation. She's on her way to New Orleans to see the Smithereens.
Wow, this is great, man. This totally makes my Friday.
Do you have any little pet name for Pat Tenizio's skull patch?
Dirt.
Works for me. Next week, we'll be giving away another classic alternative vacation to see Fiona Apple in San Francisco.
More appropriately, Thorne will be, as Mary and I will both be on luxurious, fabulous vacations all of next week. I, of course, am heading
up. Where are you going?
I'm going off to Mexico. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? Where are you going with your week off? What are you going
to
do?
Well, I volunteered to do ashtray cleanup duty at the local AA meeting house. Figure that would keep me busy Monday through Saturday.
I'll bring you a shell.
Thanks.
Alternative classics. This is Zone 105.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Hey, just getting ready to go out with the guys.
Oh, guys' night out. I thought we were getting together. Where are you going?
We're going to Rick's Cabaret. It's Jim's birthday.
I've heard of Rick's. It's that upscale gentleman's club in downtown Minneapolis on 3rd and 3rd, right?
Yeah, it's pretty classy. Not like all those other joints. They get great food, a lunch buffet every day, the best in cocktails, all, and of course, their amazingly great entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. You mean beautiful women.
Oh, yes, beautiful women, but you know what? They even have an amateur contest on Monday nights with over $350 in cash and prizes. I know you could probably do well as a contestant.
Amateur contest.
Well, if you're interested or have any questions, Rick's Cabaret has a website, rickscabaret.com. Or you can call them at 612-321-0488.
321-0488. I'll give them a call. Better yet, why don't I just come out with you guys tonight? You game for that?
Rick's Cabaret, voted best gentleman's club by the City Pages.
Get out your rod and reel for the 33rd Annual Crappie Contest on Saturday, April 22nd on Lake Minnetonka. Join thousands of fishermen from across the state for one of the biggest family fishing events around. Win great prizes for catching the largest crappie. Enjoy on-site raffles and drawings and all the other activities for anglers and non-anglers alike. All proceeds, including the $4 registration fee, go directly to the Minnesota chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Just stop on by any Twin Cities Holiday Station store or Gander Mountain to pre-register.
20 years of alternative classics.
Classics.
Zone 105.
Modern Rock Live. This is live radio. Back to your host, Max Tolkoff.
Thank you. We're back. It's Modern Rock Live on a Sunday. Joining us here in L.A. tonight, Goldfinger.
Yeah.
In a little while from the WQXA Springfest After Party. I said that without actually screwing it up. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Stir will be joining us. If you have a question for Goldfinger tonight, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-223-7625.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
And remember, everybody who gets on the air tonight with Goldfinger is really damn lucky. And we'll get a copy of the latest album, Stomping Ground, courtesy of Universal Records and Modern Rock Live. So real quick before we get into the phone calls, it's been a while between records.
Yep.
So why so long?
We all went to India as a band and discovered religion.
You and Alanis
Morissette.
Like the
Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was epic. John learned how to play his guitar.
What religion is that, Darren?
It's kind of a courtesy smile he's giving you right now.
Darren, what religion would that be?
Hindu and Krishna.
Krishna?
Close enough.
Dave Krishna. we basically did a live record. We toured like a year after Hang Ups, our second record. So we didn't really get back here till 98. And I don't know. We basically I have like 40 songs written. We recorded most of the record by the middle of last year. And you know, I mean, the whole like releasing the record at the right time. It was like right. You know, some. I don't know. I produced a couple bands. We all kind of took a little bit of a break. You know.
Yeah.
And. I don't know. I mean, I think we made a good record. So no, I'm glad.
I'm sure that you get this, you know, you hear it from a lot of people. Record comes out, it's successful. You're right. We're not calling you a musician. You are a drummer, in fact.
Yeah.
He's doing things that keep is just for TV.
Keep the shiitake in your pants.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, the last record is fairly huge, memorable. So do you feel the pressure coming back and thinking, all right, now what do we do this time? Or do you just stay true to what you know and what you want to do?
I mean, for me, just writing songs has got to either just kind of happen. I got to feel like it's some kind of inspiration to write a song or else it's going to be pointless. So, I mean, I think most of the songs we're taking for this record were like, you know, the best of the 40 that were kind of written. We just said, these are the ones that fit together the best. And I think we're all happy with the album. We hired an outside producer, too, which helped him, a new bass player. So it's kind of it's cool. It's a little different, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Ready? Speaking of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Mike from Harrisburg, you're on with Goldfinger.
Hey, guys, what was the best thing about recording a new CD?
Having new songs to play live.
Mine would be having a producer who agreed with a lot of my ideas.
We all changed them after. No.
As soon as
Darren left the room.
We had Ricky Rocket come in from Poison.
Ricky ripped, dude.
Ricky Rocket?
Yeah, you know, when we saw Beck, you know, he's got that drummer that does the drumstick over the head, the little arch, the little sacred arch. I don't know what that has to do with this question.
I like the
sacred arch, dude. That thing was rad. Darren, you should do that. I know Ricky Rocket did that.
I think Darren should get a big comb. And just...
comb his hair back when you're playing.
In the drumming world, Ricky Rocket is respected.
Yeah. Matters.
Right.
But he can skate, dude. He can skate.
He can skate.
He's good.
Very good. All right. Mike from Harrisburg, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Let's move
Mike.
On to Nathan from Pittsburgh. You're on with Goldfinger.
Hey, what are your favorite TV shows?
Simpsons, hands down, baby.
X-Files.
Dude.
John?
I know, I gotta say it.
No one told you
I was gonna be this way.
You're actually turning a little red, John.
You did five! You did five!
Four!
You did five!
You came early!
Wait a minute. You two guys live on the Fox Network.
Yeah.
X-Files and Simpsons.
It's true.
Nobody's watching HBO. What about Sopranos?
I don't have HBO.
No, Simpsons.
No? Simpsons.
I could watch Simpsons 24 hours a day.
All right.
Seinfeld's another good one.
I like that new one.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, that one's pretty.
You know, old Star Trek. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk, Spock, man.
Damn it, Jim.
Bewitched when you can see her
nipples. I'm a proctologist, not a gynecologist.
Old Bewitched when you can see your nipples.
Oh, easy now. Did you really?
Yes,
totally. Nathan, thank you very much. I think that answered more than you'd like to know. Or needed to know. Stefan from Memphis, you're on with Goldfinger.
Yes, I was wondering how you got involved with the Duran Duran tribute album.
John?
I actually met John Taylor like 2 years ago, man. That was one of the high points of my life. He was definitely like, I grew up being a bass player. That was my first instrument I played, and he was just one of the first kind of like pop musicians that actually I heard like kind of, he was funking out.
He was funky.
There's actually an interesting story. Last time I think we were on Modern Rock Live was in New York. And
Unique New York.
Unique New York. And Simon Le Bon showed up to our taping, whatever it was, and we played Rio live on the air while he watched us play it.
Uh-huh. It was rad.
It was like, wow.
You know what's weird, though, is the guy, who's the singer for Def Leppard?
Joe Elliott.
That guy looks so much like Simon Le Bon now. I saw a video there.
Really?
It's really weird.
When you make love.
Is that the song?
I don't know.
But no, it's weird. It's just really bizarre.
All right, Stefan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steph. We didn't answer your question, but thanks.
1-800-223-7625 is the phone number to talk to Goldfinger. Let's break out something from the vault, just, you know, refresh everybody's memory here in your bedroom so you know where we stand in history.
Never heard that one.
Okay, Modern Rock Live.